My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to help his scammer Belinda with her money and employment problems. So listen and enjoy.
How about I just fly you here and let you be my sex slave? No pay, but you get to live in a small house, have all of your meals made for you. The bad news is you're stuck with me.
Oh, what'd you say?
You go, if it will only solve my problems.
Wow.
I go, would that solve your problems? She goes, I don't think so.
That's great.
No, it's not.
No.
Try to have a moment.
You slam the door in your face. Oh.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I go, me neither. Plus, I would not feel right having you as a sex slave. She goes, yeah. I go, you'd be tired all the time. She goes, I guess. I go, I've never seen you like this. My problems are getting to me. I'm devastated. I go, okay, besides the money for Kasha's school, what else is getting you so down? She goes, my unemployed, helpless nature is really disturbing me. The girl just wants to work.
Yeah.
Seems real. How much money do you need?
Uh-huh.
She goes, I don't even know. Just which to solve my problems. That's all I want. I want to help you somehow, I say.
He's really pushing this issue. Okay.
She goes, how do you want to do that? I go, I don't know. What is it you want me to do? And now the dance.
Yeah.
She goes, anything and anyhow you wish to help me. I'll be extremely grateful and appreciative.
Uh-huh.
I go, I know you will. Okay, after the vid chat, if we are still together, I will contact some people and see what I can do about owing them some money in order to send you some.
Okay.
I'm using the same template they do, Joe. If you just do this one thing that I want,
yes,
then you can get what you want.
But the thing is, what does she want? You're beating her over the head trying to...
I know.
It just seems now the video chat is like, yeah, okay, because... We're going on the thing that she wants something, but she's sitting there and say, I don't know. Well,
yeah.
What do I want? If they're scammers, they would go right to the point. I want this.
Absolutely.
I want that. I want this. And you're beating her over the head. Well, what do you want?
What do you want? Tell me.
Take the bait.
Say it.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Here's some bait. Why don't you take it? Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. Come and kill me now. But, you know. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I know. But it's like, you know, come on, take the bait.
Thank God you're not writing this.
I know.
And it's like, we could do the video chat. Do the video chat for what? Because there's really no consequences or anything to lose. There's nothing really to lose because nothing's been established.
No. And he's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's saying, like, you know, jokingly, I'll fly you here and you can be my sex slave. But, I mean, if you were this girl in love and you had all these problems and this person who lives in the promised land, even though he says he doesn't have money, by their standards, we still have money. If he said, I'll fly you over and ha-ha, you can be my sex slave, but supposedly they're in love, wouldn't you be like, well, if you really mean flying me over and my kid, yeah, that would help things.
Well,
she didn't take that bait.
She could be too depressed for that. Listen, this is just a girl who has a checkered past.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a cad. Maybe I got to end this.
Huh.
Maybe I've played the wrong hand. Maybe I'm playing with real emotions. It's possible. Let's go on.
Okay.
I can't, you know, and like I said, this is where the twists and turns are, because I could sit here and call bullshit.
It's the never-ending bit, Joe.
but like I said, I could sit here and call bullshit on this, but you just laid there and go, what do you want?
Yeah.
Here it is. Whatever it is, just let me know.
Here are my balls. Come
here
and kick them.
Ha-ha. And she's just not taking the frickin' bait.
I know. Well, so what'd she say next?
Remember, this is supposedly the same girl that a couple days in asked for a computer from Malmart.
Yeah, no, different
right.
writer.
Let's see. She goes, all right, so I tell her, you know, and I'll send you some. She goes, well, thank you very much for everything. Pray we are still together after the vid chat. I go, well, I would like to think you were hoping for that even without the newest financial setback. She goes, I was hoping for that whether broke or not. Thanks all the same. I go, no problem. It will be difficult, but I hopefully can work something out to help you. She goes, thank you. I go, I have not done a thing yet. She goes, caring about me is enough. Well played, Belinda. Played. I go, you know I care about you. She goes, I know. I go, good. I do not like to see you this upset. She goes, I feel a bit better now. Talking to you has helped me. I go, why do you think that is? She goes, got what I am feeling off my chest. I feel quite relieved. Well, I go, I'm glad you are feeling better. You could have told me getting it off of your chest is what you needed to do. She goes, solving it was my aim, but listening to me has helped me. I go, did you get what you wanted from me?
Oh.
She goes, how do you mean? I go, you said your aim was to solve the problem. She goes, well, I haven't solved it yet, but I hope to. I go, I hope so, too. At least you feel better now. She goes, yeah. How did it go with your kid yesterday? I go, not well. She was bored. All they did was play video games. Oh, she must have had a play date. Mm. She wanted to actually play. Worst I've seen her come home from a play date. Oh, she did have a play date. Belinda says, sorry to hear that. I go, what happens? I go, how is Kasha's mouth? Remember, she smashed her teeth.
Right.
Belinda says, it's getting better. I go, that's very good news. She asked me, what things did I buy yesterday? I guess I told her I had to go out and buy some things. I said, I bought 2 prostitutes. One a Vietnamese girl, one a Japanese girl, and a German Shepherd. They put on quite a show. It was the best $5 I ever spent.
You wow. are an asshole.
You say this all the time to anybody that will listen.
And yet it still won't sink in.
I know. Whose problem is that? Are you expecting something different? Why am I an asshole?
Because just in this deep moment. You know, that's great. So what did you buy? What did you buy? I bought a German Shepherd, a goat, whatever the
heck. 2 prostitutes, 1 German Shepherd, and a big old jar of Skippy.
Yeah.
She goes, were those the only things you bought? Well, I was going to keep it a secret, but I bought you a male prostitute.
His name's Skippy.
I figured he could put you in a good mood. I hope you like him. I hope you like him. She goes, okay, I hope he looks like you.
Oh, nice.
I go, that is very sweet. That might be the sweetest thing I've ever heard in regards to a male prostitute.
Nice.
I go, unfortunately, it's very expensive to ship him whole to Ghana, so I had to ship him in pieces. Keep the parts you like and throw away the rest if you want.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.